The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
I hope it's beautiful where you are. It is here where we are.
Very gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Windy today, though. I was
windy
out and about.
Cool.
And
it's spring,
yes.
New Jersey.
Yeah, very, very gorgeous. Today,
especially everywhere else in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, well, you never know. It depends on your perspective.
Spring. It's still spring.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, if you're lost inside your head, nothing is beautiful.
That is so true.
Hence the show today, You Can't Do It Alone.
See, when you get lost inside your head, and those thoughts of yours that are self-deprecating or defeatist, or where it doesn't seem like you can find a way through, probably because you can't. Because frequently, on one's own, you play the same tune over and over again rather than discover other possibilities that someone else could make available for you. Anyway, let's talk about listening.
Why not? I love talking about listening.
Me too, because listening is one of those things that most of us don't do very well. We listen to prove what we want to prove, and we disregard anything that disagrees with what we want to prove. So, and they've done studies now that prove that scientists who want to prove something disregard things that prove what they want to prove inaccurate.
It was interesting on Monday night at our Monday Night Alive. There was
yes.
a lovely gal who came who was taking notes. And we interacted with her, and she was willing to put the notepad down and be there. And she got very engaged, and eventually she stood up and asked some questions, and that was great. But as she was in the process of taking notes, I realized she could only take notes about things she understood or things that already agreed with the system that's in place inside her reality. So what we're suggesting today is that you listen not to take notes, not even mental notes, but listen to hear what we're saying, what the callers are saying from our perspective. Also, we learned something from a friend of ours on Monday night, which was really, really wonderful. Monday Night Alives are great.
If you're in the New York area, you really should. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania.
And if you're coming to the New York area, come. Our friend Dave had recently taken a speed reading class, and he stood up and he was very inspired about his life, and he talked a little bit about the speed reading class he'd taken, and he was talking about habits that they were saying a lot of people had that inhibited their ability to read well, and one of the things was fixating on one word in a sentence, one word at a time, rather than, you know, where you focus down on something.
Rather than allowing your peripheral vision to take in a bunch of words.
Right. So we're talking about being wide focused today. And then the other thing he was talking about is how people will speak to themselves the words as they're reading them, and then they'll go back and reread. And studies have shown that if you don't go back and rework what's being said, but just listen or just read as you go along, you're much more likely to retain the information because you process it
directly,
directly and more at the
rather than by interpretation. And yeah, the other thing is that if you listen, it pulls you into the current moment. If you truly listen to hear what another is saying, not to see whether you agree or disagree, not to see if you already know this stuff, But if you actually listen to hear what another is saying, it pulls you into the current moment. And that is where transformation takes place. As a byproduct of getting into the current moment, your life transforms. So this is the good stuff.
Just a reminder, and also something for those of you who've never listened to us before.
We finish each other's sentence.
Absolutely. We finish
That's
each other's. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You finished my sentence.
And you finished mine.
There you go. We just like to let you know so you're not confused by it or think we're interrupting or going in a different direction
rude.
Than each other, because we're not.
No, we're not really rude.
No, just.
A little crude. I've seen every once in a while.
Every once in a while, but not generally on the show. So
you never can tell. Listen in. You might catch us one of our good moments.
Well, it's because you can't do it alone.
Right.
That
okay,
sounds sexy.
That's the name of the show. You
well, you can do it alone, but it's not as fun.
That's true.
At least that's my experience. Okay, see how you said crude, lewd, and my mind went chook.
To the obscene.
There you go. Okay, so in the thing that we can't do it alone, one of the things that I was looking at as we were putting the show together is how we are social beings. Human beings are social beings. We've are interconnected.
Well, we're raised in a ongoing culture, and we're enculturated into that culture. We are taught what we know from that culture, and that leads us to something else. Our approach, which is not psychotherapeutic, our approach is indeed anthropological, where you notice, without judging, how your life is showing up, rather than berate yourself and try to figure out why you're doing what you're doing that hasn't worked before and isn't working now.
I really like that you're talking about an anthropological approach, because when you're talking about change versus transformation, one is psychological change versus anthropological, where it's a simple noticing or notating of what is. And I know that most of us traditionally have thought that simply noticing is not enough to facilitate any kind of resolution or to make any impact on the quality of our lives. But it's...
just the opposite is the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you simply notice without judging how your life is showing up, old patterns of behavior can just dissolve away. It's kind of like this. I may have given this example before, I don't know, but say you notice that you end up going to work every day and you show up with a bloody chin and you can't figure out how you got that way, and then one day you discover there's a thing called curbs, and now you never have to fall over that sidewalk again. You just step up onto it as you approach it. But before that, you kept falling. Well, maybe there are little roadblocks in the way of your life that you have made resolutions to not be like anymore, but in that making of the resolution, you take your eyes off where you're going and you keep doing it over and over again, which leads us to the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you resist, don't like, wish would be different, or have tried to change, persists, continues, grows stronger, and dominates your life. And if you look, you'll see that those things that you've said you want to change, you may have changed little bits of them, but the essence of them still stays in place, if you're honest with yourself. And so that brings us to the second principle, that you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now. I had shoulder surgery about a week ago, so I can't snap my finger for that this moment of now, which I like to do. So you'll have to mentally snap your finger when I say this moment of now.
You ready? Yeah. One, two, three,
this moment of now.
Now.
And you can't be different than you are in this moment of now. If you're standing, you're standing. If you're sitting, you're sitting. If you're drinking a cup of tea, you're drinking a cup of tea.
And whatever. If you have your arm in a sling, you have your arm in a sling.
And that's the way it is for me.
That's the second principle. And the third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is ceases to dominate your life. It completes itself.
And then in the instant that you see something, it's over if you do not add energy by agreeing or disagreeing.
And on a practical sense, let's talk about the three principles in a practical thing. With Shia having had shoulder surgery, obviously if we are with the fact that he's had shoulder surgery, that doesn't take his arm out of a sling in this moment. It doesn't repair, it doesn't heal the incision faster. I mean, maybe it does, but the fact of it doesn't dominate us. So what's been really interesting is obviously if he has his primary arm in a sling, there's a lot of things he normally does that he's not capable of doing right now. Shai loves to drive, so when we go into New York City for a Monday Night Alive, for example, he generally drives. I've been doing all the driving. And I've also been doing a lot of the activities that the two of us do together or that Shai does on his own. But by not resisting the fact that he has his arm incapacitated and that he's in the healing process, this whole experience has been rather delightful. I was really...
Well, from one point of view or another.
Yes, I know the pain part hasn't been, but on Monday we were caught in an incredible rainstorm.
Torrential.
And traditionally I have been rather tense driving in the rain or at night, and it was delightful. It was intimate. It was fully engaged. There was not a resistance dragging my feet to do the activities.
Well,
it was just a fact.
You surrendered to the fact that I was limited in my ability to do certain things now since this operation. And by surrender, I mean you didn't resent me for your having to drive. You didn't resent anything. You did it as though it was your idea. You didn't punish me for being incapacitated. You didn't whine or complain or breathe heavily or
drive.
Yeah. all the things that people do to complain about what they're going to do and have to do and are going to do anyway. And so we've discovered that if you do what you're going to do, it's like the third principle. If you allow to be what is without disagreeing or agreeing with it even, but just be there with it, it completes itself.
And it allows for a wholehearted engagement in your life, which includes other people, which... This including of the people in your environment makes for a very rich, wealthy way of living. We're going to be taking a break now. We'll come back. We'll be talking more about You Can't Do It Alone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities. possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Collectively, we are the Canes. Okay, so we're talking about you can't do it alone. And Sean and I were talking this morning about on our boat, we have a global positioning system.
Well, GPS, they have them in cars these days. And, you know, every once in a while, not every once in a while, frequently, when we're out on the ocean on our boat, it gets foggy. And I have this idea that when I'm going straight, I'm going straight. But what I've noticed with the GPS, because it positions where I am, is I have a tendency to steer off to the left all the time. So I go a few degrees off to the left, and I go a little further, when there is no horizon to see because of the fog. And so I can be lost in a fog and think I'm going straight.
And indeed, we're going in circles.
That's right. And I say that's like an analogy for most of our lives. But the GPS in my on my boat is like a friend. It's like call a friend. It's like I'm not alone out there in the universe on the ocean because there's somebody watching from a high down, looking down from the satellites up there, looking down and telling me exactly where I'm positioned. Now, oftentimes we go through life thinking we're doing the right things. And we are, because we can't help but do what we're doing. However, we're doing things that basically shoot ourselves in the foot. We do things that undermine our own sense of well-being, that undermine relationships that we have, and we don't even know why we're doing them. But if you have a community of people who are searching for enlightenment or well-being, transformation, that community can support you when you're lost.
One of the things I've been really appreciative of our community is that it's based in awareness and based in honesty. Transformation happens in honesty when you're telling yourself the truth about the reality of a situation. So in general, my experience of the folks around our community is if you're going to ask them for an impression or advice or what do you see or can you support me, they're generally going to be quite honest and in a way that is productive and effective and satisfying and sweet. It's not going to be delivered like, yeah, okay, you jerk, this is what you need to do. It's like, this is what I've noticed. This is what I've found for myself. This is what I see about you.
In fact, if you go up on our website and look at the transformational blogs that people have put up there that talk not only of how they've had wins in their lives, but how they did it and how it came about and how they saw what they saw, that allows you to see things that you wouldn't come up with on your own.
And that's been part of the reason why we've had the blog on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Transformational Moments blog, is because That way you don't have to think of it all yourself. In general, the people who are writing in on the blog aren't just saying, hey, look, I've had this win. Aren't I great? Don't you wish you were me? What they're saying is, this is what's happening in my life. This is how I got here. This is what I discovered. In a way that if you're reading it, it opens up doors for you.
Possibilities.
We have a caller on the line.
Okay, let's take our caller. Andrea, you there?
Yes, I am here. Hello.
Hello. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Basel in Switzerland.
It sounds so exotic.
Yeah, Switzerland. Cool.
It's perfect. The sun is shining. The weather is great.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I like that I have this community from all the people I know. And what I realized this week is that when it comes to the point where I want to share myself with people, that I want to invite them for a workshop, maybe for your workshop, for my workshop, to do things I like and to share myself with them, I sometimes feel like I'm not supposed to tell. I don't know. It feels like I'm pushing them somewhere.
You're what? Pushing?
Pushing them?
Okay.
Pushing them to something I like.
Well, maybe what's wrong with what you like?
Okay.
Look.
You may be.
But here's the thing. If you found a great restaurant with food that you really, really liked, would you want to keep it all to yourself or would you want to share it with your friends?
I would share it.
Right.
Well, I'll give you an example. The other night, Shai and I went out with a couple of friends for dinner, and the food we were having really doesn't matter. But there was a fellow at the table next to us who there was a chimichurri sauce, which is like a garlic,
parsley, olive oil.
It's quite yummy. And our friend was saying, I don't know what that is. And the guy at the table next to us said, you don't know what that is here. And he took a spoonful of this chimichurri sauce and put it on the guy's plate. And then he started a dialogue with us. He's like, you have to get the French fries. And I was like, I am not getting French fries. I don't need French fries. I don't want French fries. I don't particularly like French fries in my head. And we kept going, no, you have to get the French fries. Try the French fries. Get the French fries. We didn't order the French fries. His order of fries came. He goes, you have to eat one of these. And we were like, he goes, no, you don't understand. Eat one. So to be polite, of course, we picked a really yummy, crispy-looking one, and it had garlic on it and parsley.
And it tasted great.
I was like, oh, my God.
Best French fry I ever had. We ended up ordering French fries.
We figured, you know, one table's worth of French fries between all of us was not going to kill us or kill our healthy eating. And it was like, I never would have tried it if he hadn't have pushed, and I was really grateful to him.
Wow.
And know what they know, Andrea, and they are stuck in a level of inertia, and our minds resist learning anything new.
Oh, okay. Because I always thought that maybe inviting someone into a restaurant I like and inviting someone to a workshop that might change someone's life profoundly is a very different thing.
No, it's the same thing.
But it isn't.
No, you go to a restaurant, it could change your life profoundly. You could bump into the man of your dreams in there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I'll tell you something else, Andrea. It's like if you are encouraging people to come along with you about things that you're enthusiastic about, whether it's your singing workshops, our transformational workshops, or Karine's restaurant, or the French fries from the table, your enthusiasm infuses people with possibility. Now, it may have been I had that French fry, and that was it, and I said, you know, I don't want any more. It was just a point, but I would have tried something. And so people are trying things out of their relationship with you. It's building relationship, building possibility.
And you know the other thing, Andrea, when somebody doesn't understand something, like it isn't in their mental computer, they don't know of the existence of something, the first thing that people do is they're afraid of whatever is new or that they don't know or don't understand. And so people naturally resist your sharing your enthusiasm. And, you know, for the most part, enthusiastic people are either drinking or smoking drugs.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
because
great.
Most people, especially in places like Switzerland and the United States, people who think that anything that's self-expressive is somehow weird, then you be careful in how you express yourself, and then you're suppressing your aliveness so as to fit in with people who are afraid to try something new.
You know, there's a gal, Ruth, who came to Step Into Your Brilliance, and she works in a company, has worked there for a number of years, and there have been political tensions in the company, financial tensions in the company, and she slowly had shut down and relegated herself to her corner office and had a tendency to work late when people weren't there or go deliver things to the mailroom when she wouldn't see anybody in the hallways, and people had taken to slipping things under her door or leaving things at her door rather than disturbing her. She came to Step Into Her Brilliance, and her life transformed. Another possibility. She dressed in bright colors. She went in. She left her door open. She was singing. One after another, people came in and said, What happened to you? Are you drinking today? Her boss, I know it's politically incorrect, actually came in, shut the door, and said, tell me the truth. Did you get laid this weekend? I mean, they couldn't figure out what happened to her that she became so alive.
Now, this lady was on the periphery of our group. She'd come to a Monday night once every few months, and then she started coming more regularly, and then she started to immerse herself in transformation, and she finally did this weekend course, and her life has taken off. You see, it's like learning a new language. If you were to just study, say, what do you speak in Switzerland? German?
Swiss German.
If I were to study Swiss German once a month, I wouldn't be very proficient at it. But if I studied it on a regular basis, I could eventually learn to speak it with some proficiency. The same thing is true with transformation. The more you engage in transformation and are living a transformed life, the easier it becomes to maintain that state of well-being that is the hallmark of a transformed life, where you're not worrying about what you can't do anything about, where you're actually engaged in what you're doing as though it was your idea, then your life becomes this amazing expression of your humanity and your joy and your essence.
And I personally, we have to go to a break here shortly, but I'm profoundly grateful to those people who pushed her before she got her own momentum, because at first she wasn't able to maintain it alone. We'll be back shortly. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Speaking of you can't do it alone, we are going to the New Life Expo in New York City this Saturday, March 27th. We will be doing a lecture there at noon.
And a workshop at
3. You're invited. If you want to be coming to that, if you pre-register up on their website, newlifeexpo.com, you get $5 off the entrance fee, and you get $5 off the workshop fee.
So, I think the lecture is free.
And the workshop
is some nominal fee.
And one of the things that's really neat is you get to wander around, see other vendors, see what else is possible. Our friend Alex Jameson will be there with her vegan, Living Vegan for Dummies. If you haven't met her in person, you can meet her there. She's got a booth. And so I'm just inviting you. Also, Andrea, I know you're too far away there in Switzerland, but we are coming to Hamburg soon for the Freedom to Breathe.
Yes.
And Tell It Like It Is.
Tell It Like It Is.
The Power of Being Clear and Direct.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect.
It will be perfect. And you know what? It's absolutely not too late to encourage people wholeheartedly to come with you. Sometimes,
yeah.
You know, I think about all the people we've ever met. When you first came to us, didn't your music teacher encourage you to come?
Yes, and she needed to encourage me, I guess, 2 or 3 times.
That's right. So that's why you're pushing people is not really pushing them. It's encouraging them to discover something that can support their well-being and the quality of their life, and they just don't imagine it could be any better than it is. But, you know, we can only imagine what we already know.
Yes, that's cool. Thank you so much.
Yep, excellent.
Thank you for calling in today.
But we have another caller from Switzerland, so we are going to take her. Sonia, are you there?
Yes. Yes, Ariel, I'm here.
Hello, Sonia. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Shia. Well, now I'm feeling things are looking a little bit up.
Oh, good. A little up is good.
yet. And when I came home for the call, I had a nice experience in the tramway. There was a young lady with a lot of luggage, and she asked me for directions, and so I asked her whether she was German, and it turned out that she was German living in the States, and that she was coming to study here in Basel. And so I told her that I also go to seminars, went to New York and to Hamburg and so on. Finally, I left her my address,
mm-hmm.
and she looked very pleased and said that maybe she would get in touch, and so, and I enjoyed it to make a connection to a person who is also, who likes to live in several cultures.
Well, you know what's neat about that? When you extend yourself to somebody, not only does that person get the benefit, but you do. I mean, don't you feel like an expanded version of you from when you had that interaction with that lady?
Yes.
And yes. That's one of the things I really love about lifting your eyes from the floor, lifting your attention from your internal conversation, and putting your attention out on the world around you and taking yes. care of people around you, because ultimately it takes care of yourself.
So, Sonia, do you yes. have a question for us?
Yes, in fact, well, the subject, you can't do it alone. I just thought for me it's really three question marks.
It's what?
It's what?
Three question marks.
Three question marks.
Yes, because I noticed that I usually try to do it all by myself.
Yes, and most people do that, Sonia. Most people try to do it all by themselves. And then it's difficult. See, you said things are looking up now, and that's after you interacted with this woman from the States who was German.
Yes. In
because
fact, yes.
you engaged with another person, and it pulled you from your thought process about yourself and how you are doing, and you started looking at how you could be of service to someone else.
Yes.
Well, I've noticed that about you in particular, and it's not particular to you. I've noticed it with a lot of other people. But at first, when you attended a workshop of ours, there was such a gap between you and being able to express yourself because you were so busy conversing and editing and thinking, is this the right thing? What will they think? As opposed to
expressing yourself.
And today, I see you so much more fluid and fluent in simply expressing yourself.
Yeah, it's really noticeable, Sonia.
Well, thank you.
Okay, what's your second question, Mark?
Well, yeah, maybe I would like, if you would like to give me suggestions how I could do it with others instead of do it alone, and how to, I can't just go to someone and say, oh, this, I can't get along with this or that. Then I feel that I put a burden on someone else.
Maybe. You mean if you're having difficulty, for instance, with somebody at work, you feel if you go to speak to somebody about it, you're burdening them?
Ah, no. No, no. Just when, well, as you said, that inside my own system, I won't find a solution because it's always the same kind of solutions that come up.
And right.
Then the extending or expanding to outside of this system.
Well, Sonia, I think you're already done what you're asking how to do.
And you just need to keep doing it with more consistency.
That's right, because you asked, you are coming to the workshop we're doing in Hamburg, are you not?
Yes, I am. Yes.
So there, when you're there, and there are people in Switzerland who attend the international call, as do you, yes?
Yes, of course.
So you're already doing those things that are the things that you need to do to keep pulling yourself out of your thoughts. See,
and additionally, the Premium Excellence Club, not just for you, but for everybody, and if you're not up for the Premium Excellence Club, which is a paid subscription series, the Excellence Club itself, where you still get at least one video each month with people talking from their expertise in instantaneous transformation. And what happens is by are talking and interacting with other people and you actually getting to visually see their transformations and hear what's happening for them.
Then you discover new possibilities for you.
And yes, a lot of what's been videoed, some of it was videoed last spring. So when Shai and I watch it, it's a totally new interaction. And we learn things from ourselves and from the people who are on the videos with us. I think that's an incredible tool.
Yes, yes. In fact, when I saw the video with Wim, it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was talking about his work situation where maybe he had the habit to be late.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that when he was thinking that he is the one who is not considered so much, he looked a completely different person than when he understood that it was only a reaction to his own behavior of being late. That he felt not included.
So, in other words, you are already doing the thing you asked the question about. If I were to give you any advice, I'd say
keep doing what you're doing great.
And allow yourself to be confident about it because you're doing well. You just need to keep going.
Okay.
Okay, we have another caller on the line.
Thank you so much, Sonia.
Thank you, Sonia.
Bye.
Bye.
Kareem, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You know, we only have 1 minute here before the break, so we're not going to be able to take much of a question from you until after the break. But can you tell us where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Ah, we're back on this side of the big pond. Okay. Can you stay with us till after the break, I hope?
I'd love to.
Excellent. All right, everybody. We will be back with Corrine after the break, and you can't do it alone, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
On a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities.
possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi. Welcome back. We're talking about You Can't Do It Alone. We have Corrine from New York on the line. And it occurred to us while we were on the break Sonia actually gave us the perfect segue about the next course we are doing in the New York City area. We're doing a course called Transformational Time and Project Management, May 15th and 16th. And you're invited. It's a very powerful approach to project management in your time because it's transformational.
It's actually, that's a great course. I have taken that course at least, I would say, three times, and I signed up last year, and I found it so beneficial, and it was so helpful that I've signed up again because it's that worthwhile.
Well, you know, it's not the same course that we do every year, even though it's got the same title, because the mix of people is different, and each of us are expanding, and so what we've got to talk about keeps shifting and changing.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true, because I love the preparation for the course, and I love just how much crisper I get around that when that time comes, and how I start tackling things that might have been sitting on my desk that I just never did.
So what do you do, Corrine?
I design eyewear and eyewear accessories.
So are you the famous Corrine McCormick that we can find on the iBar as in EYEBar.com?
Yeah, that's me. You can find my line of reading glasses and sunglasses on that website.
I was getting lots of compliments on Monday night for my Corrine McCormick glasses, just so you know.
That's great, because I enjoyed seeing you wear them.
Do you have a question for us today?
Well, you know, I had a question, but I think I want to just talk about sharing with other people, because I was a person who started my own business, and I was an entrepreneur. And prior to meeting both of you, the reason I had my own business is that I think deep down inside I really believed I could do it better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go off on my own, and I didn't want to have to answer to anybody.
Right.
And then when I met you guys, I realized that one of the things that really drove me was, don't tell me what to do.
Uh-huh.
And that was a major reason why I wanted my own company. And after when I first met you, I was having trouble in my company. My business wasn't great. Unfortunately, a dear friend, Amy Gideon, who has a wonderful company also, Tag Online, website-based company, she met me for lunch, and she said I needed to meet you, and I needed to attend one of the workshops. And I attended Transformation in the Workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally changed my life because we're now, it's about 6 years after I met you, from working with you and just the ability to participate in this community and start living my life in the present, my life changed. My business changed. And I sold my company 4 months ago. And it's really cool because prior to working with you, I would never have done that.
So do you no longer work in glasses, the deal?
What do you mean you sold your company?
I sold my company to a company that's the leading manufacturer of reading glasses in America. It's called Foster Grant International, FGX. And what's so cool is that I now have the ability to not work independently, but to work with a wonderful group of people, management team. And
so you're still working as the Kareen McCormick designer, but you are not having to be responsible for all of the things that were not necessarily your favorite parts of the business.
Yeah. And the neat thing is that because I'm working, because I've gotten so involved in transformation, things that would have bugged me in the past and problems that would come up that I would go, oh, this is why I have my own company. I see that because the brain says stuff like that, you know, like, oh, this is why I had my own company. And then I'm like right back in the, you know, let's see what's going on here and seeing the opportunities of participating with a larger group of people. You know,
so I was thinking about how important it is to have an outside perspective. We had a small example of it recently. Our car, we have a Prius. Luckily, it's not one of the recalled Priuses, but we have a Prius, and you can set it up so that the headlights stay on all the time. I like driving with our lights on during the day as well as at night. But when we go into a parking garage, they generally turn them off. And the other day, I pulled out of the parking garage, and I wasn't expecting them to be off because whenever I turn on the car, the lights are on. And when you pull out into New York City
the other night,
we drove in to the parking garage, and we pulled out at night after Monday Night Alive. And we're driving down a very well-lit street, 34th Street. And somebody honked their horn and pointed out my lights, and I realized I was driving at night with my lights out, and I didn't know it. And I was really grateful to this person because, you know, you wouldn't want to hit anybody. You wouldn't want anybody to walk in front of you. You wouldn't want to get a ticket or any of the whole myriad of things that could happen if you're driving with your lights out. And it occurs to me that when you first came to the business course, Kareen, you had a picture of what you needed to do in order to grow your business. But it was as if you were driving with your lights out on certain areas mm-hmm. of your life and that we could provide a whole other perspective. And I recall Shia saying, you know, you have difficulty with men. You probably have difficulty with your father. And you were like, what? I'm over that. But when you realize that you, and actually with awareness, non-judgmental seeing, saw that you didn't listen to men, your business could grow exponentially because you included half the population you were excluding
so
before.
So once you realized you weren't listening to men, you just started listening.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is in the new company that acquired me, I'm the first female vice president in that company.
That's so cool.
Yeah, you can represent what's possible when you're not fighting a gender war where so many people get locked in that and lost in that.
And
exactly.
That war was not of your creation in the first place. You just were enrolled in it at a very young age, and you never realized that there are other options and other possibilities.
Absolutely. Guys have great ideas, and they're talented, and I love hearing them and working with them, and you're so right. I really did discard 50% of the population. And not only that, I'm married and I have a male son and a male dog. So I'm completely surrounded by men. And I thought in my, you know, my lights were off. I thought I was doing okay.
Well, you were doing as well as you could be doing, given the system you were functioning through. But if you have a system upgrade, then you do better.
And it's simple. Your lights were fully functional. They just weren't on.
That's right.
And that's kind of like transformation. Transformation, you are fully functional, and there are just certain attributes to your car you're driving around in that you may not be using that have inadvertently been turned off.
And if you don't drive a car, you drive your life.
And so
either you drive your life or your life drives you.
Yes, exactly. Analogies can only go so far. Wow, we're getting toward the end of the show here. It went fast.
Cool. Yeah, it's great.
Hey, I want to just remind people, share the show with people. Share the show. Share the video. Share the link to the Excellence Club. Share what's possible in your life, whether it's the restaurant, your voice classes, this show, our community, whatever you're passionate about. Passion is a communicable ease. Come join us next week. We'll be back.
And don't miss
being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.